The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kristen Bell, the actress who plays Anna, not Anna, as I thought for a long time, Anna, Princess Anna in Frozen, has apologised, no less, because that song has been stuck in the heads of parents all over the world for so many years. But should she be apologising for such a banger? Charlie McGettigan is with me, the musician, the songwriter and Eurovision winner, of course. Charlie, do you think she should apologise?
I don't, of course not. Of course not. I'm a songwriter and, you know, this is one of these inexplicable songs. Have you seen the movie, Kieran?
I saw the movie. My kids are kind of have just grown beyond it, but I saw it a fair few times, I have to admit.
Yeah. Well, I would have seen it through my grandkids' eyes at the time. And right enough, and my grandkids sing for Ireland. They never shut up. But there was this Let It Go, Let It Go. And, you know, when I look at it, it's got what's known as the X factor. There's something in there that has clicked with, particularly with children. And I suppose having seen the movie, because if you look at the song or the context, you know, some of the it shouldn't work. Just listen to this verse. My power flurries through the air into the ground. My soul is spiraling in frozen fractals all around. And one thought crystallizes like the icy blast. I'm never going back. The past is the past, is in the past. So obviously, that it in the context of the movie, it might have worked. But certainly, as a songwriter, you would be horrified to write lyrics like that because they don't slip off the tongue. You know, when you're writing a song, you're sort of constantly thinking, "No, can I sing this? Can somebody else sing this?" Without having getting tongue tied and their false teeth falling out their chest. You know, looking at the lyrics, you know, separate away from the movie,
yeah,
away from everything else, it doesn't look like it.
I'd wager it's possibly the only popular song with the word frozen fractals in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, spiraling, crystallizing like icy blasts, you know. Now, obviously, somebody has, you know, honed in on the child's mind and said, you know, these words will captivate the child somehow or other, but they certainly didn't captivate me as an adult. But I have to admit, I don't mind the song. I think the melody is very good. The hook line, what they call it, the hook, the actual "Let It Go, Let It Go." I mean, it's ideal for singing along to, you know. But after hearing it for, you know, as you say, for the last 10 years, thankfully my grandchildren are now gone past that age, but they would have been the perfect age when it was out as a movie. For it to capture their imagination.
But isn't it remarkable how often Disney strike gold, though, with their music? And you know, you think of like Moana and the music from that. You think of, go back a few years and stuff like The Lion King and the songs and the music from that. They've remarkable success.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to really find out what a success, there's a local musical society doing Oklahoma at the moment. That was originally on stage in New York in 1943. And yet all the songs, nearly every song in it is a standard. You know, "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning," you know, "Oklahoma," the thing itself. "I'm Just a Gal Who Can't Say No." I mean, those were songs, in my opinion, that in a completely away from Disney altogether, just Rodgers and Hammerstein writing clever songs, clever lyrics. But this, you know, if you were to compare those to this song, to the Rodgers and Hammerstein song, you know, it's just too complex.
Yeah.
But it worked.
We've lost the connection there, unfortunately. But Jen Hogan is with us as well, columnist with the Irish Times. Jen, I'd wager you've heard the first few bars of this song more than once in your life.
More than once, Ciarán. Yeah, and I would also, I mean, my neighbours also heard it a lot, not just from the kids. It's one of those songs that you kind of belt out in the shower as well. I'm sure, I kind of believe it's one of those.
Is that your go-to shower song?
It is, yeah. Well, that, and it really depends on whatever the latest trend is on social media, because I tend to get hooked on those. But no, that would be one of my go-to songs. I kind of feel we've got the right, you know, the conditions are right, the sound conditions are right. I'm going to hit that note. only my neighbour can verify whether I really do with any great accuracy. But look, it's one of my go-tos.
God, Jen, I'm just imagining the neighbour sitting down in the morning having their breakfast, and then they can hear your voice on the wind, and they think, God, Jen's in the shower again.
That's exactly what I'm sure he says. Yeah, there we go again. Isn't that lovely? The lovely dulcet tones coming from next door.
Jen Hogan, columnist at the Irish Times. Jen, thank you very much. Thank you to Charlie McGettigan as well, musician, songwriter and Eurovision winner.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.